So the EPA are very active in this sort of thing. Right, evaporation then, water loss from the surface due to incoming solar radiation, so it can be heating our water body, can be heating soil. Evaporation directly off the surface of the leaf, okay, but not from inside the leaf, is also evaporation. Whereas our transpiration is through the plant stomata. So Peter Franks, that used to be here, this was really his area. He worked on stomatal control of gas exchange. He published a paper a few weeks ago, which is sort of fascinating. So he's moved into a different area. He's now looking at archaic plants and their stomata. So they're looking at fossils from way back when. And they discovered that under very elevated CO2 concentrations, the size of stomata in the plants is quite different, and the number density of stomata per square surface area of plants change completely. So the plants then have got strategies for optimising themselves so that they can cope with elevated CO2 more effectively. Evapotranspiration then is what I'm measuring up at Cape Trib using that flux equipment. It's looking at that latent heat flux, and it's then the sum of the evaporation and the transpiration from the plants. Now some terminology for streams. So the creek that we've got out the back here, this is then an ephemeral stream. It flows intermittently, whereas a perennial stream will flow all year round. Overland flow is a sheet of water which passes over the soil surface and into the stream. So in this case here, this creek clearly is being primarily fed by overland flow. We get some phenomenal sort of sheet flow off the land surface here in the summertime. And I don't know if you've seen the people riding tyres and stuff down here. It's a pretty good ride on a wet day just before Christmas usually. Whereas a perennial stream will be reliant on base flow, which will be from the groundwater, to ensure that it